Let's enjoy this ongoing message by Sam Adeyemi.
All right, let's continue in our series on talents. An exciting series because I have a vision from God where I see every single one has a gift or a talent. God never made a failure. And this season, because our talents make success easy for us relative to others, I see God helping us to uncover our talents this season and then helping us to unleash our potentials so we can fulfill our destinies as role models in the society. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8 in the New International Version of the Bible. Romans 12, 6 to 8, NIV. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, in the New International Version of the Bible. Let's go. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So we continue our discussions on discovering your talents. This is discovering your talents too. Discovering your talents too. I remember The Acres of Diamond by Russell Conwell. Amazing story that this man told all over the world, thousands of times. The man who had a farm, who had that people were discovering diamonds somewhere in another part of the world. And he sold his farm and went on a long journey in search of diamonds. The person who took over the farm, you know, found a piece of rock that was shiny by the stream, you know, that passed through the farm. And he took it, just put it on the table in the living room. Somebody came someday in the living room, saw the stone sparkling, and said, "Oh, let me have a look at this." When he saw it, he said, "This is a piece of diamond. Where did you get this from?" The man said, "Well, it's just a stone. I picked it up by the stream." And the man said, "I need to have a geologist check this out." They checked it out and confirmed it was a piece of diamond. So they came to check the farm and found the whole farm was sitting on acres of diamonds. Meanwhile, our friend who sold off the farm was somewhere and he had gone up and down and found out, okay, that it wasn't true. It was a mirage. There were no diamonds where he went. He exhausted his money, became terribly broke, and one day jumped off into the river and committed suicide. That story is really, really striking. How could someone leave what was right under the soil where he was and go somewhere far in search of what he had already? That's the story of the human being. It is. It's the fact that God will never position beyond your reach what he has designed to be a part of your destiny. It's never too far. It's amazing. Sometimes I'm missing something and I'm trying to find it. I have just come to believe in that principle. It's somewhere around. It's not too far. If I really, really need it. And it's amazing the way it works. It's amazing the way it works for me. If I really, really need something, I tell myself it's not far away. It's not far from here. And I begin to look around with an open mind. And before long, I find it. but I find the way to get it. Anyway, I'm trying to say that our talents, our gifts, are the acres of diamonds right there beneath the soil of our lives. Everyone has a gift. It's the parameters with which we measure your success that have problems. If someone is measuring and is coming to the conclusion you are not good enough, the ruler has a problem in the first place. Everyone is a genius, potentially speaking. What we want to do is to find it, because it's there. Up until now, you know, or until recent times, people assessed measured IQ or intelligence in a very limited way. They measured intelligence only in terms of mathematical ability and language ability, linguistic ability. So I did mention the last time that there are some children that they call gifted children. Okay, everybody else is not gifted. Only those kids are gifted. And I said it's time for us to qualify that. They are academically gifted. So a man by the name Howard Gardner, you know, proposed something some years back. Howard Gardner said that there are different kinds of intelligences, not only the academic type. And he listed 9 of them. Let me mention them very quickly. So before, if anybody ever told you that you are not intelligent, the person lied. You may not have the kind of intelligence that the person is referring to, but you have at least one. So the ones that we are used to, linguistic intelligence, the ability to use or to find the right words to express what you mean. And then the second one, logical mathematical intelligence. Logical mathematical intelligence. We understand that. And for a long time, the measures or the tests for measuring intelligence were tied to only those two. But now we've come to realize there are more. We have bodily kinesthetic intelligence. I like that. Because sometimes the guys that are best in sports and in athletics are not essentially the best in academics. And I'll tell you, in many parts of the world, if you're so good with sports, but you're failing your subjects, you're a dullard, okay? You are not intelligent. In fact, they accuse you of loving play. You like to play too much. Well, excuse me, some people are making millions playing. Some people are superstars. Some people have acquired global fame by playing. Some of us need to play. Some people were designed to play. If we knew that, we would encourage them to play more. So I like that. There is interpersonal intelligence. And that's just the ability to sense other people's feelings and motives. It's a gift, remember, it's a talent to sense what other people feel or how other people feel and to sense their motives intuitively. There is existential intelligence. There are some people that are philosophical by their wiring. They like to dig into the essence of life. Why are we even alive? What's the meaning of life? And it's interesting. They're able to ask those questions. They're able to proffer answers that make deep meaning to the rest of us. And of course, all of us know there's musical intelligence. There is musical intelligence. We all know it's a gift. It's a talent. Musical intelligence gives us the ability to design sounds, to design their pitch, to design their tone, to design their rhythm. Not everybody can pick the right rhythm or the right tone or the right pitch of a musical note. Some people are wired for it. And you realize sometimes from a child that is not even able to speak clearly yet that the child is or has musical ability. We say some people are tone deaf. It doesn't matter how well you play the music, they just can't pick the tone. It's very easy for some of us to sing off key. Very easy. Okay? So it's a kind of intelligence, musical intelligence. You have the naturalist intelligence that gives you the unusual ability to understand living things. Unusual ability to understand plants, to understand animals, and how they relate together. And then we have intrapersonal intelligence. Unusual ability to understand yourself. Then we have spatial intelligence. And it's the ability to perceive the world in 3D. Whereas the average person sees the world only either in a linear way, just one way thinking, or, you know, a two-dimensional way. There are some people that can see three dimensions. Just by seeing something on one side, they can add the others in abstract, in their imagination. It's just a gift. Such people make good architects, for example. I'm trying to make a point. If anybody ever scored you low, anybody ever ran you down, anybody ever gave you the impression that some people are gifted, you are not, that you are ordinary, okay, that your life is normal or subnormal, they lied. There is something very special about your life, and God wants to get it out now. It's amazing what Jesus did, how he picked fishermen, picked ordinary people out, and by the time he was done with them, the Bible says that they turned their world upside down. That's what God wants to do. When he steps into your life, he's the one who designed you, he created you, he knows the things he put in there. It's time for God to uncover your gifts. If you believe that with me, say a good amen. All right, so the question, how do you identify your talents? How do you identify your talents? Last week, we touched on that. We said pray. That's the first thing. Spend time in prayer. Ask God. Nobody knows better than God does what he put in there. So ask God and get filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit activated my own gifts when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, not long after I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's amazing. I got filled with the Holy Spirit and then found this strange, you know, experience that I would pray. And once I began to pray, it was like someone pressed play in my imagination. And I would begin to see like video. I saw vividly in my imagination. First, I saw myself standing before people to speak. And because I happened to be so reserved, you know, that could never have been the product of my human mind. And it only happened when I prayed. So I encourage pray and also be filled with the Spirit of God. The talents of the disciples of Jesus were activated on the day of Pentecost when they were filled with the Spirit of God. And they began to do amazing things. Next, ask a lot of people that you know. Now, this is important. Don't ask only one person. Don't ask only two people. I'll tell you, when you ask people, you should be prepared to hear some crazy things. Okay? You should be prepared to hear some interesting things. But it's good for one to ask people around one. Sometimes, what you have is normal to you. You're just being you. It's people that pick the way in which you are very different from everybody else. I know that in Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13, the Bible says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I love that. Okay? Who do people say that I am? And everybody was comparing Jesus to everybody else that they had known in the past. And Jesus knew they were missing it because they had not identified his uniqueness. Then Simon Peter blotted out, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said, you didn't get this through natural means, it was revealed to you. If you find yourself in the company of people that are spiritual, people who know how to pray, people that are filled with the Spirit of God, that even helps a whole lot better. Ask them what they think about you. I identified quickly that I had the teaching gift. As I began to serve in church, I loved information. I loved to read my Bible, loved to understand it, to gain insight. And I love to share the truths that I'm getting from there to help people resolve their issues. I loved it. Whether I met people one-on-one or I had to be on the stage, I just loved sharing. I loved teaching. You know, I love sharing information. So it didn't take long for people to confirm to me that I'm a teacher. But then after some time, people began to tell me, you're a pastor. And now I contested that. I said, no. I just love the teaching gift. That's all. My best models at the time were teachers. I contested. And they insisted. And I contested it. Until the day the Holy Spirit told me, you have the pastoral gift. Okay? So ask the people around you. Ask as many of them as possible. Don't rely too much on what you think more than what other people think. If you ask 10 people, you ask 20 people, and almost all of them agree on one fact, and you are the one who that thinks you are something that they say you are not, you need to seriously check it. You know why? It is human nature for us to overrate ourselves in some areas. Maybe you just like music. You like music is different from you are gifted for music. Amen? Amen. Once in a while, we'll do this, you know, in our pastorate. We run the gift test on everybody. Now, I did this many years ago. I asked each person to write their first two dominant gifts. I took the sheets of paper from everybody, went home. It was 2 weeks later that I brought up the discussion. And then I told everybody, this person said that this is his number one gift and this is the number two. What do you guys think? For some people, they said, yeah, number one, correct. Number two, correct. We agree. For some people, they said, well, no, the number two is the number one. The number one is number two. It was an amazing meeting. I'll never forget it. And then we came to one of us. And he actually wrote three. When I read out the three, they said, number one, no. Number two, no. Three, no. I said, what? What's going on? What do you think his gift is? They said it. The amazing thing was practically everybody in the room agreed. Now, you know the unfortunate thing? He was not there. That day he was a little ill and took excuse to be away from work. So when they told him, I heard that he said, okay, that it was because he was not there. That was why they killed his gifts behind him. He didn't like it. Then we brought in an external consultant to run the tests on us. See, the day the consultant, you know, everybody, you were the one that scored yourself, you know, gave yourself some scores here and there, and then the consultant added the thing up. When the consultant did, the way it came for him, it was exactly what everybody at the meeting had said his gift was. That was the result. That was where he got his highest score. It's amazing. So when the external consultant said it, we said, That's it. So that resolved the issue. You need to take seriously what most of the people around you are saying that your gifts are. Next, what thrilled you as a child that still does? What were you excited doing as a child that you are still excited doing now? Also, look back on your track record. Where have you gotten the most of your success from, or your successes? Check back in your track record. What has really worked for you best? There's no point struggling with it. If you've been flying, you're a bird. Don't dive into the ocean and swim by force. Okay? Check what's been coming naturally to you and where you've been getting your best results. Next, what do you enjoy doing most? What do you think and talk about most of the time? These are very important questions. What do you engage in that makes time to go too quickly? What do you engage in that makes time to go too quickly? And then I'll just add one very important dimension to this whole thing. If you're going to find where your strengths are, where your gifts are, where your talents are, be willing to experiment. You have to be someone who's open to trying a lot of new things. To some people, yes, it comes easy. But to some others, it takes time for you to make your discovery. Be open to trying a lot of things. If you feel like you were designed for music, sing. Yes, sing. It won't take long for you to know whether it's your area or not. Just sing. You know, that's one of the benefits in our church of attending our small group meetings. Can you imagine? We have thousands of them. And every single one of them, we worship God and we praise God. Can you imagine 3,000 open spaces like that? And sometimes some people travel, so you can be the replacement. Try it. Lead the worship. You know, it won't take long for you to know whether it's your area or not. And if you don't know, the people around will tell you. Because some people sing and it's like the Holy Spirit just takes a stroll from the service and waits for the person to be done. Okay? No, sorry. I don't really mean that the Holy Spirit walks away, but I'm just simply saying it's very obvious God's grace is not there in the person's life. Try it. There's no crime. Try it. If it doesn't work, stop it. And then move over to another ministry. Okay? Move over somewhere else. And then try something else. Try as many things as you can until you find exactly what it is. Because sometimes your gift is so unique, you know, you'll be amazed the day you eventually find it. It's in the process of trying. You're trying to act, trying to audition, and all that. You realize it's not so much as that, it's modeling that is going to work for you. Some people are trying to model, they find out it is acting that's going to do it. Okay? You feel like you are good with sports, do it. Some people start with athletics, they end up with football or with soccer. It's amazing the way it works. So, but just try, okay? Experiment. Be open to a lot of new experiences. Try things you've never tried before. If you find something interests you, take a course on it. Take a training. In the process of taking training, sometimes you realize it's not your area. It's important also that you learn to volunteer, okay? You find out you're developing interest in a particular area, volunteer to serve or to help in that area. You will know whether it's your thing or not. Wow. But I'll tell you, life gets easier from the point where you find your gifts. Your gifts are door openers for you. They shorten the curve for you. Shorten the journey to success for you. Amazing. David took Goliath down. God leveraged his gifts to get the job done. he was very good with using the sling. Amazing, isn't it? I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the days of living in ignorance and the days of living below potential are over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation rest on every single one of us. I pray that as we act on this word, God will open our understanding. I pray someone will dream, it will be in the dream of the night. I pray in the name of Jesus, if your inspiration is in the book, heaven will bring that book across your way this season. I pray this is the season of open doors, and that as we identify our gifts, I prophesy by the power of the Holy Spirit, open doors, favor from heaven. In the name of Jesus, opportunities will come to you that never came to you before. Someone will remember you for good during this season. In the name of Jesus. Yes, your name will be mentioned in a place where it has never been mentioned before. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is your season of restoration. Someone mentioned David's name in the palace. Somebody mentioned Joseph's name in the palace. They will mention your name where it matters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything is, however, built on the quality of our relationship with God, and sin is man's greatest problem. God loves us, sent his son Jesus to die for us on the cross. Sin has been fully paid for. All God wants us to do is to ask for forgiveness now. May I ask you, if you're that honest person who wants us to pray together for forgiveness of sins, that you please put your hand on your heart. Pastor, please pray with me that God should forgive me. My relationship with God is not okay. Can you please put your hand on your heart? If you've been a Christian before, you said this prayer before, but you've so gone back into sin, you're not even sure you will make heaven. If you are here before God right now, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, also put your hand on your heart, please, and God bless you. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. So I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who have said this prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know you love them and that you've answered their prayers, that their sins are forgiven and the power of sin is destroyed from their lives, and that the nature of sin is removed from them and your own nature is in them now. Thank you for this miracle of change, and we pray you teach them to know you and love you the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.